Hey, what's going on, friends? It is another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Kind of like a audio time capsule from my last radio job on 107.3 WBBL. I released the shows in the order that they happened. Mondays and Fridays on my Patreon. I'd like to give you a handful of minutes from those shows here. And if you like it, you might want to check it out. It's all part of all the content I put up on Patreon, which is a fancy name for a paywall, where I try to, have it as a solid accompaniment for the free podcast that I give you each and every day. So you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and try it out for $5 or $10 a month. I give you, I kind of stress try it out, meaning put me on probation, try it for 1 month. And if you're like, hey, you know what? I can get used to this. Well, then you can let it ride, or I'll knock 10% off of a yearly cost of having that membership if you sign up for a yearly Patreon subscription. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. All right, time to get after it. The Eric Zane Show, show number 157 is underway for Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. 23rd of November. Welcome in. It's 33 outside right now. We have sleet falling in Grand Rapids. Actually, will affect your commute. Be careful. Changing over to rain as the temperatures warm up a little bit later on in the day. A high today of 37, so a mix of snow and sleet and rain. Yikes. Not the end of the world, though. It isn't like it's dramatically affecting things, but it could. For Thursday, a high of 44. Friday, 43. Kind of like that for the next 10 days or so. Yep. That's how it's going to be. 33 outside right now as we welcome in the one and only Julius. How are you, buddy?
Good. I walked out. I was like, what the hell is falling right now?
Yeah.
Turned out it was sleep. That's fun.
Kyle is here. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Can't complain, can't complain. Julius came in this morning and said, hey, guess what? What is it, Julius? Hey, Monday, I won't be here. Julius is taking an extra long weekend for the Thanksgiving deal. So we'll get somebody in here to do Julius's job. Still up in the air as to who. I was thinking possibly Stu, which he doesn't know about.
Maybe he's listening.
Or Dave Dyer, who also doesn't know about it. Dyer was supposed to join us today in the at about 7:30, but he's sick, so maybe that's not such a good idea.
Oh, I mean, I think he'll pull it together. He has his annual Dr. Grin's Thanksgiving Day weekend stay, which we went to last year, and it was hilarious. I was kind of hoping that's what our plans were for this Thanksgiving, too, but that turned out not to be the case.
Friday and Saturday, Dave Dyer, Dr. Grins. So he better pull it together. People are waiting on him. So there you go.
Yeah, they'll have to have a stew up there for 2 nights. No one wants that, right?
Maybe, maybe not. It's a personal preference, I guess. I don't know. Stu's been kind of limited. I mean, there's been...
He's doing, like, big boy stuff now, right?
Yeah.
He's, like, going out in the world. He's touring, right?
More so, yes.
Yeah.
So we'll
he was in a movie.
See if we can get Big Shot Stu in here, or someone in here. That for Monday. Today, it just came down the pipe late yesterday.
A lot of things came down late.
Yes.
After we were like, all right, let's blow everything out because the office closes early.
Yes. But what had happened was our friends at the Meyer Team Gear Department notified the radio station that they have a bunch of tickets to give away. So today we're going to give those away on the show. We have a 4-pack of tickets to the Michigan basketball game on Friday, and we have a 4-pack of tickets also on Friday for the Red Wings at home in the Legends Club, which I'm not exactly sure what the Legends Club is, but
I think it's a fancy name for decent seats.
Yeah. And but the thing is, when we give those away, you have to come into the radio station by noon to pick those up. And we can't stress that enough. So when we do give those tickets away, that's something you need to be
cognizant of. If you cannot get here when we play the game, then you won't be able to get those tickets.
I feel like they should lax the rules just a little bit since they gave us everything. Like, usually you have to have, what is it? Like, you or a family member. I think at that point you should just allow a friend to pick it up, if possible.
Right.
Let's just lax the rules a little bit. Why not?
One way or another, you can get those tickets a little bit later on. A lot of games to play. In fact, two segments from now, we've got a four-pack of tickets to see the Drive in action. I believe that's for tonight's game at the Deltaplex. We'll play the 5 and 10 challenge, the Eric Zane Show 5 and 10 challenge, in a little bit later on this hour. So that is part of the landscape of the day. Lots of things being given away. The 9 o'clock hour, we'll play Name That Movie Character.
So we have tickets for tonight's game and Friday's game.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So we have more. Even more to give away for that game when we play it in two segments. Sound good to you?
Perfect.
All right. Yesterday came home, walked in the door. Jacqueline back, she's staying at our place for the weekend with Thanksgiving. And I come walking in the house, and there's a new cat.
Wait, is it the cat that you videotaped or another one on top of that? You had like a Facebook Live with a cat.
Yeah, it's that one.
Okay.
Jacqueline decided, if you recall, that at her college apartment, they needed a service animal. They needed a support animal, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a way to get around it at the where she lives, the extra fees. Well, as predicted, now nobody wants a cat.
So now you have a new cat.
That was the attempt that was made yesterday. It's like I'm walking in, and there's this kitten, Peaches, sitting there enjoying a meal.
Peaches.
And I go, hey. I go, oh, my God, I love this cat. And she goes, okay, good.
Okay, good, yeah.
She goes, it's yours. What? Yeah, it's yours now.
Well, you seem to love it so much, I don't want to take it away from you.
So I'm like, wait a minute. What happened? Well, so-and-so spends all of her time getting drunk, so she doesn't want it. This other kid's allergic.
Why would you get a cat if it's alert? Like,
and this one didn't want it in the first place. And I go, what? Are you serious? Yeah, so it's either you take it or we're going to give it away on Craigslist. I go, well, you can't give it away on Craigslist.
See, it would have been funny if she would have said, it's either you take it or it gets euthanized.
So I'm like, I'm holding the cat, and I grabbed it by the kitty, and my youngest daughter says, oh, my God, can we get it? She's just right away. She's lobbying. And Ernie's like, don't do it.
I was going to say, why not Ernie?
He's like, he's allergic.
What?
And so he's like, don't do it, Mr. Z. Don't do it. Don't do it. And, like, I'm considering it at this point. I haven't committed to anything. Now, we have two cats indoors right now, Milo and Lincoln.
So when are you officially taking it over? Because we all know it's going to be taken over.
I don't think so. I think I dodged a bullet. And with our two dogs, and then we have the outdoor cat that's just set up shop in the garage now. I didn't want to do that. You know, when you have yet another kitten adding to the dynamic of the household, it's taken me a year to get this house in order.
Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should, too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I like the cat, but I just wasn't about it. I just wasn't feeling it. I go, okay, I don't know. And then I reached out to my brother, who historically has like usually five cats at a time, and I think he just had one pass away. And so FaceTime with him. I go, hey, yeah, do you want this? And I hold up the cat. And he's like, what's the story? So I told him all that. And then he's like, well, don't put it up on Craigslist. That's terrible.
Yeah, that is a terrible idea. That's one of the worst ideas.
Yeah. And I go, yeah, I know. I figured as much. But
wait, so, doesn't your daughter work at a humane society?
She works at a vet. Yeah.
A vet.
So, I would have talked her out of the Craigslist thing, no doubt. But I think my brother is going to take this cat.
Good.
So that's good.
Got to restock, right?
Yeah, he does.
Got to set the lineup. Mm-hmm. Someone goes down on the IR, you don't just let that happen.
Right.
You pull someone else in. So, apparently Peaches is that guy.
Peaches is awesome, too, though. I wanted the cat, but I just can't do it, which is amazing. And so Ernie, he's like, okay, good job, Mr. Z. So there's that. Now, also a story. There's rumors swirling, completely different subject, about the Red Wings and the Tigers. Now, what are you hearing? We talked about this a little bit off the air.
What am I hearing? Well, you want to set it up and then we'll hot take city this?
After the Pistons moved, now that they're saying that the Pistons are moving for sure, the guy who owns the Pistons is Goris, right?
Right, Tom Goris.
Super rich guy. And then there was discussion about maybe as he's moving into the district there, mm-hmm. where they're going to be playing basketball in the Red Wing Stadium, about him potentially buying the Tigers, right?
Well, there's rumors about Tigers and Red Wings, because that's always kind of been a package deal, but I could see them splitting it up. Because what I've heard is that the Illich kids like the Red Wings more. Just in, like they view the Tigers as an investment, but they view the Red Wings as like their thing,
right?
Even though they're running it terribly, because they grew up playing like Little Caesars hockey and all that, so they like doing that. Whatever, it's lame. But I think it's very obvious that they're looking to sell the Tigers as soon as the old man takes his last breath, which could be any minute. So they're going in complete rebuild mode now. They're selling off their assets, right?
Right.
So if they sell off their assets, it lowers their payroll, which makes it easier to sell.
To sell, right.
Right. Makes sense. Kind of. But now you're destroying the Tigers. And they kept Brad Ausmus as like just like a placeholder. So, I mean, they're going to get rid of Verlander. There's talk about getting rid of Cabrera. Kinsler could be on the way out. They're trying to get younger and leaner. Well, they're trying to get their payroll younger and leaner so they don't have to, it'll be easier to sell, which I think is an ass backwards way of thinking because you could get more money for a team that can contend
right. Instead
of a crap team. But I mean, they're business people, I guess.
What were you telling me about how it's going to cost $35 million for the Pistons to go from Auburn Hills to the district and.
Yeah, they're getting like $35 million or something like that.
Like taxpayers are going to have to pay for that?
Yeah. They're getting, the taxpayers have already shelled out a lot of money for the Little Caesars Arena. I think everyone knows that. And now, as an incentive, if we're going to call it that, it's $34 million.
Mm.
It's, he's going to get a subsidy to move the team down there.
This better be great.
It better be great. Well, then they pulled out all this stuff about how they're going to help the community and whatnot.
They always do.
But they're like, oh, we're going to contribute $2.5 million over a course of 6 years to build up basketball courts around the city, inner city.
So?
Think about that. $2.5 million over 6 years. That's like a dollar for me. And that's how much they're going to contribute. And you're calling that like a community outreach program?
Yeah, who cares, though? They're playing bad. We got all sorts of new basketball courts here. That's how we're giving back.
They're also doing, I mean, they're doing good stuff. Like, if you just look at it and you don't actually read into it, it's like you're like, oh, damn, like they're doing a mentorship program. They're going to set up scholarships or something. And you're like, wow, that's really good. But is it enough to warrant
I don't know.
$34.5 million subsidy to move down there? I don't know. And also, he's going to be getting a ton of money after he sells off the Palace of Auburn Hills.
So Gorris owns the building?
Yes. When he purchased the Pistons, he purchased Palace Sports Entertainment.
Okay.
So he's gonna be getting a lot of money for that, and then he's getting tax money. So this is all, I mean, billionaires, that's how billionaires become billionaires, right?
Right.
Play the game.
Speaking of billionaires becoming billionaires, how about the fact that the Dow is at an all-time high right now? Did you see how this thing blew up?
No. Now,
since the election, Trump, and a lot of people are saying it's Trump. Since he took over, his speeches, the confidence he's exuding has propelled Wall Street to take off like a bat out of hell. Everything's up. For the first time ever, the Dow's over 19,000. And people are like, oh, this is it. Here we go. And at this point, hard to argue.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm very surprised. Everyone was saying gloom and doom. It's going to crash.
They sure were. At the election point, you remember how the peso...
the peso might still be down.
Went into peril. And then they were like, oh, boy, now future. It was on the election morning. After Trump had won, they're like, oh, today's going to be so bad for Wall Street. And it's never... It hasn't done anything.
Well, Mexico's just getting ready. They're devaluing their currency to not be able to build that wall.
It's done nothing but go up since he was elected. And so everybody's like, uh-oh. And now everybody's softening their stance on Trump. Robert De Niro, who was really actively outspoken against Trump.
What did he say?
He's turned it around, and now all of a sudden he's like, not so bad.
Not so bad.
Everybody's changing their mind all of a sudden. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
One more thing about the Pistons thing. I looked up Tom Gorris. Can he buy the Tigers? He's a rich guy, richer than we'll ever be. But he's only worth $3.3 billion.
He'll get investors, a lot of them.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of rich friends, and they'll all contribute.
Yeah.
It won't really come out of his bank account.
No,
he's got, like, he'll probably have like 10 guys who are involved in a group buying of them.
Well, there's talk about some rumors that him and Dan Gilbert could form like a super alliance, because Dan Gilbert's actually done a lot of good for the city of Detroit with Quicken Loans and all that, and building up that area. Mm. So there was talk about them forming like a coalition in the past. I haven't heard anything about that since, but him, I'd love Dan Gilbert to own it. There was also talk about Mark Cuban possibly buying one of the teams. I'd love Mark Cuban as the Tigers owner.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's crazy. You see him in the front row just swing his shirtless, paints his stomach.
Hey, in the very next segment, there is a list going around about how to eat for Thanksgiving. Like, I mean, a lot. There is a right way and a wrong way to eat a lot for Thanksgiving. We'll get into that coming up in just a bit. Phone lines are always open at 800-785-1073. Thanks to Alan Bob Sports for being part of that. The Alan Bob's phone line, 800-785-1073. In the next hour, we will be looking for how did you flame out at work after you got fired?
Yes.
There's a great story about a trucker that did just that. He was fired while he was on the road, and he got back at the boss. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be looking for your calls. How did you flame out at work after you were fired to get back at the boss? And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.